Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
Live from the Berry Center in Cypress, Texas, it's George Ranch High School varsity tournament basketball on GRHS iRadio. It's the UIL Regional Championship with the George Ranch Longhorns and the North Shore Mustangs. And alongside Coach Alicia Pierce, I'm Tom Tirando. And we welcome you back to the Berry Center. George Ranch last night, a winner 48-42 over Bush High School. And in the prior game, North Shore beat Elkins in overtime 69-62 to fill that other slot in this ball game this afternoon. North Shore put on a really good performance in the latter part of the fourth quarter to tie that game with Elkins at 57, then outscored the Knights 12-5 in the overtime period to win by 7.
Yeah, Tom, I was looking at just how that game ended up. North Shore from the field and, you know, free throw line and three-point line, the first half, their numbers were like 39%, 20%, and then only 44% from the free throw line. By the time we hit the second half, everything was over 60%. Their field goal percentage was 60%. Their three-point percentage was like 66%, and their free throw percentage was up in the 70s. So they really turned a switch in the second half.
You know, George Ranch took a different type of route to their victory last night over Bush. In the fourth quarter, in the latter part of the fourth quarter, the Longhorns were at the free throw line, coupled by Stephen Woods, 3 out of 4 by Davis, 3 out of 4 by Noah Thomason, and 3 out of 4 by DeLon Dean. That really helped seal that 6-point victory.
Yeah, we started out super strong. Bush was trying to figure out how to get into an offensive rhythm, and we jumped on them 12 points before they could even get a good solid rhythm going. So we were able to sustain that run, through the end of the game. But, you know, they started creeping back up and kind of ran out of time. It looked like that was the same case against Beaumont United as well. We started out really, really strong, jumped out on them that first quarter, and then they were playing catch up the entire game. But those last couple of minutes, man, they really closed some gaps.
I'll tell you, in that Beaumont United game, I think the Longhorn lead was as big as 14, maybe 16 points. Last night, the Longhorns had leads of 12 points two or three times during that game. Yeah. But as you pointed out, here came the Broncos and forced the Longhorns to play a little more defense going down the stretch, and also it put Bush in a position to have to foul George Ranch just to get the ball back.
Yeah, late in the fourth, Coach Jones kind of made a switch from his regular man-to-man and went into a zone. That really slowed the scoring opportunities down for Bush as they were coming along. I was like, gosh, they're just not going away. And then they started settling for three-pointers from Joe, number 11, in the corner. And like we said last night, he took about 5 or 6 of them in the fourth quarter, and none of them were dropping. At some point, I was wondering if the coach was going to tell him, like, son, you're open for a reason. Stop shooting them.
And it wasn't just balls rimming in and out or something. They were air balls. They were air balls short, air balls long. And
yeah, they were all the way opposite, because, I mean, we could just settle on the weak side to get rebounds because he was shooting it from either corner, and they weren't even close to rimming in.
Here is North Shore's route to this championship game this afternoon. They beat South Houston 42-35, beat Dickinson 64-47, beat Dawson 64-60, and then beat Elkins last night, as we pointed out, 69-62 in overtime. George Ranch beat Clear Creek in by-district play by 2 points, 39-37, beat Summer Creek 63-50, and then Beaumont United by 4, 53-49, and last night a 6-point victory over Fort Bend Bush High School, 48-42, and that brings us to this 3 o'clock tip-off here at the Berry Center for the regional championship and the right to travel west on I-10 to San Antonio and play in the state finals.
You know, I've been trying to get a good gauge on offensively, you know, the other team's strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, I guess because Coach Jones, for sure, he's watching film, so he's able to do that a little bit better. But, man, the scoring differences in these games have been significant. Who do they play? Was it the Houston Science Tech? I think the score was like 44 to 35. It was really low scoring game. And then they come back last night and the game is upward in the 60s and 70s. So I think it's going to be interesting to see. I think that Coach Jones will hopefully do a decent job tonight of slowing their offense down. The length of the Longhorns has been really, really efficient in that area lately.
Well, he talked about that, and he talked about North Shore wanting to get you out of your rhythm and kind of get into theirs, and we'll hear that interview in just a moment. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have the interview with Charlie Jones and the starting lineups for both clubs. You're listening to live George Ranch High School playoff basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at the Berry Center, North Shore Mustangs out on the court. George Ranch was out for their shoot-around, and they retired to the locker room to get ready for the opening tip in about 10 minutes. We had a chance, as we always do, to talk to Charlie Jones about their game last night, the game they're looking at this afternoon with North Shore, and then hopefully that trip to San Antonio. Our chance again to talk to Charlie Jones prior to the regional championship with North Shore. First of all, we were commenting about how quiet it is 30 minutes before tip.
I guess it's a 3 o'clock start time. Everybody's not used to that. So hopefully the fans start trickling in. I think they will, and we're going to try to have a good environment.
You know, once again, you guys had a different route to your victory last night.
Yeah, we had to play in different type of styles. You know, sometimes we play fast. Sometimes they made us slow down. They put a little pressure on us, but we kept playing good basketball, and the scoreboard took care of itself.
A lot of good free throw shooting in the last portion of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we've been struggling with that a little bit throughout the playoffs. You know, we missed a few free throws the game before that, so I was happy the kids stepped up to the line, were confident, knocked it down.
And I know you were paying attention to it in the first game. North Shore did a good job coming back and tying that game with Elkins at 57. Then they outscored them 12-5 in the OT and beat them by 7.
North Shore is the type of team that you don't really know if they're behind or ahead, the way they play. You know, they're going to play the same way most of the time. They're well coached, and we got to be ready to play it, not tonight, today, and hopefully we come up with a victory and get to the state champions tournament.
What's their style?
Man, they're going to put some pressure on you, you know. They're going to try to make you uncomfortable. They're going to try to get to the paint. They use their big men who are really good. Like I said, they're in the regional final, you know, so they're a good team. They're going to do things differently, so we got to be well prepared.
Last night, Noah Thomason spent a lot of time driving on the basket. He wasn't very successful on some of the shots, but he was able to draw some fouls and kind of keep the ball moving inside.
They did a lot of, did a good job putting pressure on him, you know, and he stuck the course. He took good shots, you know. He took the double team and just made the right plays and allowed his teammates to make the plays they're supposed to make, so I was proud of him.
I've asked you this before about keeping 17, 18-year-old kids focused, especially when they get to a bigger arena like this in a game like this. How do you do that?
These kids, it's just a great group of kids. We had a shoot-around this morning, and we kind of laughed on the sideline, and we said, man, they act like it's November right now. They don't act like they're about to be in the regional final, so they're loose. Like they said, we're the Cinderella teams. We're really not supposed to be here, but in our mind, we know we belong, so we're going to try to take advantage of it.
Ever been to San Antonio before?
San Antonio is one of my favorite places, actually, outside of Houston, so we're pretty excited to have a chance to get over there and play some basketball.
I'll bet. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's the Longhorn coach, Charlie Jones, talking about last night's game and this regional championship with North Shore. What did you hear from that coach?
You know, I completely agree with Coach Jones. You know, you try to get a gauge. That's what we were just talking about before, like trying to get a gauge on where these guys are offensively and where their strengths are. But from game to game, it's just, it can be a 70-point game or a 44-point game, you know, to get them to win. So you're kind of like, well, man, I mean, where's their sweet spot? You just got to come in and play your game. I was very, very impressed with Noah Thomason last night because they didn't give him the opportunities to score like he usually gets in a game. He did a very good job of managing the floor and not forcing shots to where the rest of his team was able to step up. And then his points came later in the game when they felt like they had to foul. They had to, you know, respect him getting to the basket. I thought they did a really good job of that. So I'm just looking for the Longhorns to do that again tonight because, again, it's just really hard to get a gauge on those North Shore kids. You know they're going to be athletic. You know they're going to be fast. But, you know, their strengths have lied in different areas between every single game they played.
And he kind of pinpointed one thing that they must be a very poised ball club because he said you can't tell if they're up by six or down by six.
Right, right. They play the same way the entire game. You're not seeing kids with poor body language. They just continue to fight like the whole way through. And like I said, how does a team come out and shoot 33% from the field the first half, and then all of a sudden the second half, now you're shooting 66% and 60% from the three-point line? Like, that's very impressive. Like, that's a lot of mental toughness from kids, because when you're shooting 20% from the three-point line, you tend to get in your mind, you know, like, this is not working well. I need to do something different. Like, they just stuck with it, and the tides changed for them.
We got two notes here from Chris Elliott. Number one is that Duncanville beat Guyer 66-62
wow.
in that 1 o'clock game in Fort Worth. So they have moved into one of the slots in San Antonio, and George Ranch is trying to fill the other. He also said he's watching us on Texan Live, so we're supposed to wave to him. So wave somewhere. I don't know where that's coming. And I asked him how my hair looked, and he said, which one? So,
that's funny. Yeah,
that's that. All right, we will take a break, and when we come back, the starting lineups for this afternoon's game. You're listening to live George Ranch High School playoff basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hey-oh! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
We're the Hilarious Varsity Dance Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
All right, the North Shore Mustangs are 32-3, 12-2 in district play, and put them into by district play about, a week and a half ago or so. Here's the starting lineup for the Mustangs of Coach Sam Benitez. A 5'10 junior, Joshua Cooper. A 6'1 junior, Orakasi Egwule. A 6'5 senior, Cayman Capers. 6'2 senior, Bruce Scott. And a 6'5 junior, Randy Woodard. Joshua Cooper, Orakasi Egwule, Cayman Capers, Bruce Scott, and Randy Woodard, the starting five for the North Shore Mustangs, and Coach Sam Benitez. On the other side of the scorebook, the George Ranch Longhorns at 26-6. They'll start sophomore at 6'1, Stephen Woods, a 6'4 senior, Devin Davis, a 6'3 senior, Noah Thomason, a 6'3 senior, DeLon Dean, and a 6'5 senior, Tulu Wandi. Stephen Woods, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, and Tulu Wandi, the starting five for Charlie Jones's George Ranch High School Longhorns. What do you got?
Well, I'm looking at the, like, the Jalen Means, that's their 6'7 kid. That's a tall, lanky kid over there. He's got to be a bit tougher than the kid from last night, Faramadi.
Yeah, we were talking about that, and I was talking to one of the broadcasters at TSRN. And of course, he agreed with your assessment that he just played much, much smaller than his stature.
Yes, I mean, I was a little disappointed with him on the offensive end. And I know one of the scout reports was that, like, his footwork wasn't that great, although he was long and rebounded the ball well. He just seemed a lot younger, maybe, than he is, and a lot smaller. I felt the number 24 just played a lot bigger than he was. But this young man tonight, Jalen Means, I mean, he's running in at 6'7 himself. So I'm tempted to see if he is a little bit more physical than Faramadi was last night.
Scores to look for or listen for with the Mustangs. Last night, Joshua Cooper had 18, Bruce Scott had 16, and then Jalen Means had 10 coming off the bench. Means had 5 rebounds, 6 for Scott, 5 for Cayman Capers. So the rebounds were kind of spread out for North Shore.
Well, they have a little. I mean, this is a good matchup for us, I think. I was really kind of hoping that we ended up playing them in the finals just because I felt like, again, our team matched up well with theirs. You look at them on the floor, body type, athleticism, ability to be able to score, and defensive-wise, they give us a better look at us doing well what we've been most comfortable with all season.
These statistics quickly. George Ranch scores an average of 58.8 points per game, and North Shore 56 points a game. So there's a collision setting up there. If both teams score the approximately the same amount on average when they're victorious.
Oddly enough, almost even in every single way. So, but we've got a little bit of a height advantage from our guards to their guards. It doesn't look as spread as it did last night with a 5'6 guard on a 6'3 guard. It's a little bit more even now with 6 foot and 5'10 and 5'11 and 6'2. So it should be a good matchup for us tonight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Both clubs over by their respective benches. And all are facing the American flag. We'll have our national anthem and then the opening tip.
Of the University Interscholastic League. The idea of friendly competition is the theme of interscholastic athletics. Regardless of the outcome of tonight's games, all of the players have proven their willingness to work and sacrifice in order to achieve athletic excellence. As a spectator, you are asked to consider the time and effort put forth by all participants in tonight's games. Vicarious conduct allows these athletes to feel pride in their communities and their schools. The officials for tonight's game have been assigned by the UIL. Please remember to respect the decisions of our officials and extend to them the same respect afforded to anyone in a position of authority. The officials for tonight's games are from the South Texas chapter, referee Rolando Flores, umpire Don Carter, and umpire Roland Barra. At this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem.
Oh, say. Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
All right, our PA announcer will bring out the starters. First for the George Ranch Longhorns, and we'll run through those starters again.
Starting out
for you,
a sophomore, 6 foot tall, number one, Stephen Woods,
and a 6'1" sophomore.
Senior, number 20, Devon Davis. At guard, 6'3", senior, number 21, Noah Thomason. Also at guard, 6'3", senior, number 23, Delon D. And at guard, 6'5", senior, number 35, Ezekiel Wendy.
All right, the starting five, Stephen Woods, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, Delon Dean, And Tolu Wandy for George Ranch. We'll let the PA announcer do his thing and give you the lineups, and then we'll reiterate those for you in just a moment.
Starting at guard, 5'10", junior number 0, Joshua Cooper. Also at guard, 6'1", junior number 2, Kofsey Egbule. At 4, 6'5", senior number 10, Keeman Capers. At guard, 6'2", senior number 11, Bruce Scott. And also in guard, 6'5", junior, number 13, Randy Willow.
All right, it's Joshua Cooper, Posse Egbule, Cayman Capers, Bruce Scott, and Randy Woodard, the starting five for Sam Benitez's Mustangs from North Shore High School.
First quarter for the Longhorns has been super significant in keeping them ahead in the game. It's kind of like once they gain the lead, there's not many lead changes after that. So let's see if they step out today with that same intensity from the jump, because I think that has been very important as far as their attitude in the way that they play.
You always want to play from ahead, no matter what sport it is, really, but especially in a fast-paced game like this, getting out in front really allows you to do a whole lot more, too.
Right.
All right. Jumping up for George Ranch, Devin Davis and Cayman Capers.
Got his shorts tucked, ready to go.
All right. The ball tipped backwards into the possession of DeLon Dean. Now Noah Thomason. To Lou Wandy. Pressure by Joshua Cooper on Wandy. And up comes Noah Thomason to help out. He's guarded there by Kasi Egbule. Thomason, right-hand dribble on the far side. And he hits a layup on the left side. Noah Thomason, the first to drop in a bucket here at the Berry Center in this regional championship game.
That was very easily done.
Cooper drives down the baseline on the right side, and he is fouled.
George Ranch foul charge due number 21, Noah Thomason, his first personal
foul. Noah Thomason's first personal foul.
Shooting two, Kofsey Egbule.
Egbule at the line. He is a 65% free throw shooter. First one on its way and good. Egbule averages just short of 5 points a game, 4.8 to be exact.
Egbule is a big defensive guy for North Shore, though. He does a whole lot. He's usually on the other team's best player, and he's usually harassing the ball very well.
Second free throw is up and in. We are tied at 2.
With a full court man we're seeing from North Shore.
Pressure on Stephen Woods. Gets across midcourt. Three-pointer on its way from Thomason off the front of the rim. Scramble for the basketball. And again, on the floor is Tolu Wandy. They tie up Wandy, and the award goes to North Shore. Cooper has Stephen Woods on him up top. Now over to Bruce Scott. Scott works on Wandy on the left side. Tries to put up a shot. Hits the bottom of the backboard and into the possession of George Ranch.
The deflection by, there's a foul.
No, the referee almost called a foul here. Noah Thomason collided briefly with somebody.
I was wondering how many bumps they were going to give him before he went ahead and called it.
North Shore foul, charge number 11, Bruce Scott, his first personal foul.
All right, Bruce Scott with the first personal foul right in front of us. Talon Dean triggers the inbound to Thomason on the right side. Thomason in the lane. Again, that little NBA hop, but this time they called Noah for traveling. Second turnover for George Ranch.
They sealed the middle pretty quick there. That was pretty impressive by the Mustangs.
When he was coming down from that NBA hop, he kind of collided with two or three guys down there.
Definitely.
They had really sealed it off. First turnover of the game now for the Mustangs. George Ranch takes the ball away to Stephen Wood. And referee said Wood steps on.
We were running hard to the lob well. So I don't think North Shore, even if they try to get that option, our help side's way too strong to even give them that lob option up the lane.
On the left side to Kasi Egwule. Now three-pointer on its way. That is off the mark. Joshua Cooper couldn't hit that one. Rebound Mustangs back to Cooper. Bruce Scott down the lane on the left side. Little floating shot. That's off the mark. Knocked around several times into the hands of George Ranch. Stephen Woods. Now finds DeLon Dean and into the far corner to Noah Thomason. Longhorns moving the ball around the perimeter trying to find an open shot.
Great ball movement.
Jump shot on its way and good. Devin Davis. Devin Davis, the beneficiary of all that ball movement, got one in the right corner here and put in the J.
We're talking about seven passes within 20 seconds. So not only is the ball movement good, like everybody's touching the ball, like it's efficient. It's very efficient.
And ball out of bounds. Last touch by Bruce Scott. Good D there by the Longhorns. Two turnovers for the Mustangs. Three for George Ranch.
You know, Capers, he's gotten his hand on a couple of rebounds, but he's just tried to tip it back. But the big deal is that the Longhorns play the ball off the rim. Like, we don't wait till it comes down. So we're not giving up many of those tips. He would have to come down with the ball, secure it, and then go back up to get a good shot off.
The inbound to Wandy. Wandy picked up there by Cayman Capers. Now to Stephen Woods, who drives the lane, drops it in, and he's fouled. Good drive down the lane by Stephen Woods for the basket. And he'll try to convert this three-point play.
That was a big cheat on the ball by Cooper over here in the top corner. Them trapping us that hard isn't going to be that effective because Cooper's only 5'10". Our guards are too long and are able to see over that way too well.
Free throw good by Stephen Woods, 7'2", George Ranch, 4:29. Left in the first quarter, steal by the Longhorns. And a lay-in is good by DeLon Dean, and the Mustangs want a timeout.
Tom, that's why we put up 1-3, and everything else has been in the lane. So, coach is going to have to make an adjustment on the defensive end to stop us, because at just about every point we've got has been on a layup or a free throw.
Good defense by the Longhorns and good hands by DeLon Dean. Stepped in front of that pass, took it coast to coast here and laid it up and in. And Sam Benitez needs a timeout. George Ranch 9 and North Shore 2. Midway through the first quarter.
While I've seen the Longhorns adjust from a zone to a man, I haven't seen the other teams make those type adjustments. When we have people that can get to the lane that well, you're going to have to do something to stop us from, you know, to stop us from getting there. And if man to man you can't keep up, sometimes you've got to jump into a zone.
Pass by Means, down low to Cayman Capers. Foul to Lou Wandy down low. And ball inbound to Joshua Cooper. He's picked up over there by Stephen Woods. Woods crowds him, and now DeLon Dean crowds Cooper with the basketball. Dean almost a steal. Cooper down the lane, lays it up and in. Check that. Kasi Egbele laid that one in. Almost taken away by DeLon Dean. Noah Thomason right in front of us here at the Berry Center. Now pass around the horn to Stephen Woods. Woods jump shot from the free throw line off the glass and off the rim. Rebound to the Mustangs. K.J. Smith with the basketball. And now out top to Joshua Cooper. And Wandy on Cooper. Now the switch made to Devin Davis. Shot on its way, and the ball is wedged between the rim and the backboard. The shot put up by K.J. Smith. And the ball goes over to George Ranch. Four turnovers now for the Mustangs. Always kind of an unfortunate turnover when you put up a shot like that. The ball gets wedged, and you lose possession.
Awkward situation. But those are the turnovers that coaches don't fuss about. You know, those turnovers don't necessarily turn in the buckets unless you don't play hard on the defensive end.
All right, the ball touches Dominique Dixon, then back to Wandy. Now to Noah Thomason out top. Thomason drives the left side, gets it to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way off the rim. No good. Rebound. Mustangs.
You have to anticipate when you're playing fast and you're playing hard, there will be some turnovers. But the ones you really don't want are those ones that lazy passes, layups on the other end, not paying attention, not being ready.
Down the lane goes Joshua Cooper. He's rejected. Ball in the hands of George Ranch. To the basket goes DeLon Dean. That one is a little bit short. Taken by Kasi Egbele.
It's another deflection by Dean. He's got really quick hands tonight.
Entering the game for Mustangs.
Today, rather. Bruce 3 o'clock Scott. Game.
Bruce Scott into the ball game, checking out Joshua Cooper. Inbound will be triggered by Scott.
DeLon's been kind of limping up the floor the last couple of possessions. I was hoping he was going to work his way out of it, but Coach Jones just gave him a sub, and he's still kind of limping to the end of the bench there.
Yeah, Woods came back in. DeLon Dean on the bench. Kasi Egbele out here on the left side. Stephen Woods on him. He drives on the right side and walks with the basketball. Another turnover for the Mustangs. They have six. It's 9-4, George Ranch. 152 left in the first quarter.
DeLon Dean heads off the bench to go see the trainer. He's got to know that hopefully that's nothing serious and he can get back in the game.
All right, Woods splits the defense over midcourt to Wandy. Wandy way out top with the basketball, and a foul whistled against Randy Woodard.
It's a great job by the big man handling the ball there. He had to go behind his back a couple times, bring it back forward, get out of a trap.
Showing off here at the Berry Center.
You got a big man that can handle it like that. You can do a lot of things.
All right, the inbound to Dixon. Back to Noah Thomason. Around the horn to Wandy on the far side in front of the Mustangs bench. Now to Stephen Woods. Corner to Thomason. Out top to Woods, back in the corner, and again, back outside.
How unselfish are the Longhorns right now?
There are many opportunities. We talked about that last night, too, that they passed up some shots to move the ball around a little bit longer before they chose their shot. All right, less than a minute to play. First quarter, jump shot by Thomason. Off, and the rebound. But he couldn't control his feet. Dominique Dixon could not. And he is out of bounds. Fourth turnover for the Longhorns.
That's definitely a good hustle there, though. Coach Jones takes this opportunity to give Noah a break. You know, you can give him, if you can give him that extra minute at the end of the quarter, it helps a lot in his longevity in the game. So he takes this 53 seconds. He gets that minute between quarters, and now he's fresh and ready to go for the second quarter.
All right, to give to K.J. Smith. Back to Egbule. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. Mustangs will inbound. Egbule will do that. Gets it down underneath the basket into Cayman Capers. Devin Davis with the personal foul. His first at the free throw line. Cayman Capers.
There were a lot of Longhorns in that action. I was wondering if they were going to give that foul to Wande. I was like, that's not the second one he needs to pick up. Then we'd be in the same situation we were in last night.
Cayman Capers misses the first one.
I guess due to that foul, Thomason has to come back in the last 36 seconds.
All right, shot up and good this time by Capers. It's 9-5, Longhorns by 4. Ball knocked around and stolen away by the Mustangs. Joshua Cooper, cross court. Three-pointer on its way, off the mark by K.J. Smith. Rebound to George Ranch. Here come the Longhorns. Dominic Dixon on the left side. He pulls up short and kicks it back out top to Thomason. Thomason draws a double team and gets the ball to Wande. Again, behind the back dribble by the big guy.
Dean is holding his ankle over here. He's looking like he's in a lot of pain.
Thomason drives on the right side and lays it up and in. Noah Thomason with 5 points. 4 points, rather. And that's the end of the first quarter. Longhorns 11 and North Shore 5. You're listening to live George Ranch High School playoff basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
All right, Longhorns lead by 6, 11-5, 4 points Thomason, 2 points apiece for Devin Davis, DeLon Dean, and Stephen Woods with 3. On the other side, Cassie Aguile with 4, and then a free throw by Cayman Capers. The inbound to Cooper as we start the second quarter. Cooper guarded out top again by Stephen Woods. And trying to back in on Woods. Woods forces him out to the right side. Egbele now picked up by Woods out top. Into Randy Woodard. Woodard over to Cooper. Good D by George Ranch.
The ball has stayed out on the perimeter. It hasn't broke the plane of the three-point line as of yet.
And now Bruce Scott in kind of a backward dribble. Pushes himself way out top. And the Mustangs get it down low to Cayman Capers. And that shot is off the mark. And it goes out of bounds. Ball awarded to George Ranch. 7 turnovers now for the Mustangs. Still a 6-point George Ranch lead, 11-5. Just inside 7 minutes to play before halftime.
10-second violation on George Ranch.
And the Longhorns with a 10-second violation. Couldn't get the ball moved forward across midcourt.
Yeah, that's a rarity. I think we just kind of mentally lapsed on that one. But we're doing a good job on defense of keeping the ball moving left and right and not letting it go toward the basket, with the exception of the lob getting in there, and then we're doubling down and doing our job.
The kick-out pass to Bruce Scott. His shot is off the mark. But the rebound and the putback by Capers is good. Again, Longhorns a little bit more deliberate trying to move the ball across midcourt.
Yeah.
They finally do that. And it's taken away. To Equile. He drives down the lane. And that shot is off the mark. He's fouled.
That's one of the things we kept reminding the girls about this year. You know, it's tricky getting the ball across half court on that sideline and wanting to make that forward pass. It's so tempting, but it rarely works out in your favor. At that point, you've got to swing it back to open court and find somebody on the weak side.
Aguilé at the free throw line. First one is good. He's got five. Capers is out. Jalen Means checks in. And again, Kasi Aguilé will get this second free throw. It's 11-8. George Ranch by three. And that's cut down to two as he nails the second free throw. Ball into Davis. Davis is double teamed.
There we go.
And a good job getting cross and breaking that press, and then Wandy tries to work down low,
and a hard
and Dominic Dixon just kind of drove straight in to Bruce Scott and hit the deck
personal
pretty hard.
Foul called on number 11, Bruce Scott. That's his second personal foul, fourth team foul. Entering the game for the Mustangs, number one, KJ Smith.
And Bruce Scott was just kind of holding his position. And Dominique wasn't looking that direction. Ball inbound to Dixon. He can't keep track of it. And it goes into the hands of the Mustangs. Seven turnovers now for the Longhorns. Drive on the basket by KJ Smith. That floater hits the iron and goes off. Longhorns and the Mustangs scrambling for the ball under the basket. It will go to George Ranch.
Yeah, they call it out of bounds on the Mustangs, so the jump ball possession won't change.
The inbound by Thomas and Wandy. And the Longhorns break that part of the press with Thomason. Thomason on the left side. Gets it over to Stephen Woods. Three-pointer on the way and short. Rebound taken by Jalen Means. Ahead to Joshua Cooper on the far side. Coop picked up by Noah Thomason.
That was a very good look by Noah Thomason to Woods out here on the three-point line because he was trapped underneath the basket. So he stepped right through, and I mean, he shot that ball right over there to him and a good crisp pass to where he could catch it in rhythm.
Again, and now finally down the lane goes Joshua Cooper. I was going to say again, the Longhorns have kept the Mustangs out on the perimeter. And just then Cooper drove on the basket.
So by the time they've gotten to the basket, we've rotated over to help. So they're not even getting good layups out of it.
All right, way out top to KJ Smith. Smith to Cooper. Cooper has Stephen Woods on him. Noah Thomason on the far side on KJ Smith. The switch, the give to KJ Smith. Little floater in the lane, no good. And the rebound to Lou Wandy. Wandy to Stephen Woods. Back to Wandy. Right here to Devin Davis. And back to Wandy. Longhorns lead by two, 11-9, 4:30 before halftime. And that pass sails out of bounds over the head of Noah Thomason. Eight turnovers now, George Ranch. Eight for the Mustangs. Thank you.
Longhorns just got to calm back down so they can get in with them. You can see a lot of frustration on their on their end, on the offensive end. We've had to play a little deeper for a longer period of time with Dean being out a little longer. So hopefully we can just jump back into rhythm.
All right. Give to Egbule. He's down the lane. Puts up a kind of a hook shot going out of bounds. That does not fall.
And he picks up the charge.
And he picks up the charge, his first personal foul of the afternoon. Here comes Kalon Dean.
He's got his ankle wrapped, so I think he's ready to go.
And he takes over for Tolu Wandi. To Dean. To Davis. Back to Dean. Dean double team. Gets it out top here to Devin Davis. Davis to Stephen Woods on the far side. Longhorns again, kind of stretching the court here, trying to find the open man, Stephen Woods. Little floater is good. Stephen Woods on the left side coming out of the corner. He drops that one in. 13-9, Longhorns by four.
It's a nice little floater because, I mean, it looked like Jalen Means was in the air forever.
Joshua Cooper now gives way to K.J. Smith. Back to Cooper.
Good defense.
Coach Benitez is rolling his hands, trying to get the guys to move towards the basket. And that one is tipped away. Kalon Dean has that ball.
Now, this is the first time we've had a goaltending call. Like I said a while ago, Jalen Means is in the air forever, and just that possession right there, my gosh.
Kalon Dean drove on the right side. He was followed there by Means, and Means hit the ball and got the goaltending call. 15-9, lead back up to 6.
We haven't played teams with anybody that can jump high enough to get that call, so, man.
In the corner to K.J. Smith. Now he dribbles down the lane. Finds Egbele underneath the basket and lays it up and in. Egbele with 8 points. North Shore with 11. It's 15-11. And the ball knocked away from Dominique Dixon.
Get it, guards.
And finally, Longhorns lose possession.
In that situation, our guards have got to be more aggressive to come to the ball.
Out top, Egbele, 3-pointer on its way, off the mark. Kicks out to the left side, rebound, George Ranch. Ahead to Noah Thomason. Thomason driving on the right side, little spin move, has the ball knocked away. Back into the hands of Dominique Dixon. Kalon Dean from the corner, that one's off the mark. Rebound, Mustangs. Joshua Cooper picked that one off the rim. Inside 2 minutes to play, Longhorn lead is 4.
What's sustaining us right now, Tom, even in these instances where we haven't gotten a shot up, is the fact that we've been playing very good defense. Rarely have they gotten to the bucket. Look how the Longhorns just swarmed him down there. He had nowhere to go.
10th turnover now for the Mustangs. And George Ranch returns that favor. And they now have 10.
Dominic's just got to keep running. Keep running.
Just a little beyond Dominique Dixon, and it went out of bounds underneath the basket.
It looks like he kind of settled into his stride instead of wanting to sprint ahead of the defense there.
Kind of like a wide receiver that fails to run the balance of the route. You know?
Right, right. You keep running all the way through.
All right, drive by Bruce Scott, and he walks with the ball.
Another good job on the defensive end. Knows they're ready to take the charge, which forced Scott to make a quick decision, which resulted in a turnover.
Longhorns and Nixon Best with the basketball to Stephen Woods. At the free throw line, Noah Thomason hangs in the air. That one fails to drop, but he's fouled.
North Shore foul charge to number 0, Joshua Cooper. That's his first personal
Joshua
foul.
Cooper with his first personal foul. At the free throw line, Noah Thomason, 64% free throw shooter.
Coach Benitez is looking at Cooper like you didn't run the floor. You didn't get in front of him to play defense. Why foul him from behind?
First one is good by Noah Thomason. He's got 5 points. He was 5 for 6 from the free throw line last night. 4 of those coming in the fourth quarter. Second one on its way and bangs around off. Rebound, Igbele. 5 point George Ranch lead, 16-11, 55 seconds left. On the far side, Joshua Cooper. Now to Scott, to Igbele. And again, George Ranch keeping the Mustangs out on the perimeter. Igbele tried to get inside, and he was rebuffed by Wandy. Ball still outside on the perimeter. Bruce Smith. And now, finally, a shot by Joseph Murray.
That's the first long shot by the Mustangs this game.
And a turnover now by the Longhorns. Driving on the basket and knocking it in and tying the score is Bruce Scott. Longhorns inbound, 6 seconds left before halftime. We are tied at 16 to Wandy. Wandy to Nixon, best towards the basket, and that's the buzzer. That buzzer is hard to hear.
It's very hard to hear.
And the referees had to kind of wave off Nixon Bess and tell him the quarter had ended. And at halftime, the Longhorns 16, Mustangs 16. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have some halftime stats for you. You're listening to live George Ranch High School playoff basketball on GRHS iRadio.
High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
All right, back at the Berry Center, it's halftime. We are tied at 16. Longhorns took the first quarter 11-5, and North Shore, in a push right before halftime, outscored the Longhorns 11-5 in that second quarter, and that's why we're knotted up at 16. Top scorers for George Ranch, 5, Noah Thomason, 4, DeLon Dean, 5, Stephen Woods, and a basket by Devin Davis. 10 turnovers for the Longhorns. On the other side of the scorebook, 8 points, Kasi Igbele. 3 points apiece by Joseph Murray and Cayman Capers, and Bruce Scott with a basket, 11 turnovers for the Mustangs. Can't get much tighter than that on the score, certainly, and on turnovers and a few other things. Let's see how rebounding looks, Coach.
Well, the rebounding looks very even on both sides. I mean, the Longhorns are finishing up the first half with 11 rebounds, while the Mustangs are finishing up with 10. But the difference is that the Longhorns were 46% from the field, while North Shore was 29%. It took them a little while longer to get rolling there, which you see the difference that they made up in the second half. We are 0 for 4 from the three-point line. That's quite unusual for us. While they're 16%, they're 1 of 6. So while neither team is putting up a whole lot of threes, usually out of that four, the Longhorns would be a little bit higher in percentages.
And kind of a flurry there towards the end of the second quarter. Longhorns turned it over a couple times. Joseph Murray hit that only three, and then another basket. And that thing, Bruce Scott laid that one in with about 8 seconds left. And turnovers and some sharp shooting there by Mustangs tied things up right before half.
Well, Bruce Scott came in, and like that last turnover that he picked up, I mean, that was a huge little moment for him, because he hadn't been doing much. But the last couple of minutes of that second quarter, he gets a bucket and a steal. So that's a little bit of a shift in momentum there towards their way. So it was good that, you know, hey, that half was over. So maybe the Longhorns can kind of gain that momentum back.
In Region 1, in their regional finals, Duncanville beat Dyer 66-62. So they move into that championship game in San Antonio on Friday night. And the Longhorns are trying to fill that other spot and get to San Antonio to play Duncanville on Friday.
It looks a little different now that we are first half with 11 turnovers. Again, that's an unusual situation for us. So hopefully the halftime adjustments that were made by Coach Jones kind of gets us back in the rhythm. I know Dean being out for a significant part of that second quarter kind of shifted the Longhorns and what they're used to. You know, when you have one person that plays a significant role on the floor, whether it be scoring or just balancing the floor, when they're out, that means that, you know, that rhythm is thrown off a little bit. So hopefully, like I said, we can get it back in the second half.
That was kind of unusual on turnovers. For instance, last night they had 11 total.
Yeah, for the full game. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the night before that, just 12. So, yeah, kind of unusual for George Wren to turn it over that much. I know the Charlie's been working on that with his guys all season long. I know you were with your club.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? The idea of the press is to speed you up, right? You know, it's to speed you up and get you out of your comfort zone. You can't play it too slow, because then you pick up the 10-second call like we did earlier, trying to look it and not be very aggressive. And then the guys get aggressive, and now we get a few turnovers in the end. They've got to learn how to attack it and then gain control back and find the open man. And for the most part, they've been doing a really good job of that. Like you said, that's something that with the girls we've been working on, just finding that sweet spot of being able to attack but not be too quick. But with his guards back on the floor, I'm confident that they'll get that back together.
Not any worries on personal fouls for either club. 6 by North Shore, 4 by George Ranch. The only real worry spot might be Devin Davis. He has 2. And on the other side for Coach Benitez, 2 personal fouls for Bruce Scott. Other than that, they're spread out pretty well.
Yeah, there's only been 16 free throws taken in the whole game thus far. So this has been a game of them executing in the half court, like the team being able to get it done. And at the first quarter of this game, the Longhorns, like we said before, they were passing the ball 6 and 7 times within a 20-second span, which was shifting that defense. That is making the defense have to work extra hard. So if we can get back to that and just get back under control, then we can get the lead back.
And what's interesting about the way George Ranch kept pushing the Mustangs out on the perimeter is it gives the Longhorns a chance to kind of square up on D and keep those guys not only pushed out on the perimeter, but also not wanting to slash down the middle and drive on the basket.
Right, right. I will say the way that the Mustangs are playing offense is working in our favor because it gives our guys an opportunity, because you don't want to say take a break because you don't take breaks within within the defensive set, but it's giving us a chance to cover because they're just dribbling left to right, so we're not having to work very, very hard to cut a man off. And it's also giving us time to rotate on defense and cover spot one, which is the spot where the drive is going first. So keep doing it, guys. It's working in our favor.
All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School playoff basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hey-oh! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back for quarter number three. The Longhorns will be moving right to left here in the second half. Alongside Coach Alicia Pierce, I'm Tom Tarando, and we're glad you joined us this afternoon on GRHS iRadio for the regional championship between George Ranch and the North Shore Mustangs. Longhorns will inbound to start the third quarter.
All right, 16-16 all. It's showing that both of these teams are the right teams here in the regional finals.
Davis is working on those shorts, make sure that he's got them fully tucked here to get going in the third quarter.
I think that means he's ready, Tom.
I do,
when
too.
They're tucked, he's ready to go. He hasn't lost the jump ball with the tucked shorts yet, so I'm not going to go against him.
No. You don't want to break any of those things. They say baseball players have a lot of idiosyncrasies, but basketball players have a few.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the inbound was actually triggered by the Mustangs. Kasi Egbele gives way to Joshua Cooper. And now down the lane, good move there by Kamen Capers. He can't get the shot to drop. The rebound to Stephen Woods. And across midcourt is Wandy. Wandy to Stephen Woods. Woods on the right side. Kicks it over to Noah Thomason. Woods, three-pointer on its way. And good by Stephen Woods. He's got 8 points this afternoon. Longhorns start out with the three. Lead now 19-16.
He had an opportunity to look that one in, Tom. They didn't rotate hard on that. They're going to have to respect Woods being out there on the three-point line.
There are good looks, and then there are good looks. That was a good
look. That was a great look.
All right, the Capers. Now to Bruce Scott. Scott picked up by DeLon Dean. And Dean with the reach-in foul. That's number one on DeLon.
George Ranch foul charge to number 23, DeLon Dean. That's his first personal foul, first team foul.
Kasi Egbele will trigger the inbound right in front of us here on our modified press row across from the scorer's table. Shot on its way and off the mark. Rebound and the putback is good by Bruce Scott.
The Mustangs are back in their press. Up, full court man. Up, now they jump into the run and jump.
It's 19-18, Longhorns by one.
Longhorns are handling the pressure a lot better in the full court.
And a jump shot on its way, and good by Noah Thomason right at the free throw line. And he drained that J, 21-18, Longhorns back to 3-point lead. Into the corner to Aguile, out top now to Bruce Scott.
Noah's ability to elevate over the defense is something special.
Aguile at the free throw line. Now over to Scott. Noah Thomason right here on Scott. He drives on the right side, turns around, gets it over to Cayman Capers. That shot is off the mark, as is the second putback. And a foul whistled against Thomason, his second.
Thomason, his second personal foul, second team foul.
Cayman Capers wanted the shooting foul. He did not get that.
Yeah, he's trying to say that he was putting it back, but again, if he catches and comes down with it, then he likely gets the shot. But
all right, Stephen Woods follows Joshua Cooper off top. Now Cooper works to the right side. Little handoff to Aguile. Jump shot from the free throw line. Hits a front iron and drops through. Aguile with 10. 21-20. George Ranch by one. And now to Stephen Woods. Woods on the left side. Short little jump shot.
I thought he was going to go for the pitch there. He had a 2-on-1.
Rebound by Aguile, and under the basket, it's thrown away. Turnover number 10, and now turnover number 11 for the Longhorns. And a second one committed by the Mustangs. Ball flying all over the place on that exchange. Now to Wandy. Wandy kicks it into the corner to Stephen Woods. Woods flinches a couple times, does not put it up, kicks it out top to Noah Thomason. Thomason on the right side. Jump shot again is good. Noah
He's
Thomason.
Got that all day.
9 points for Thomason.
He's so consistent in his short game that he doesn't need to get all the way to the basket. All he needs is a bit of space.
That jump shot right inside the arc, approximately near the free throw line. He nailed that one.
And let's be honest, they're contesting it as best as they can. He just has that ability to elevate over the defense.
Bruce Scott picked out up top by Devin Davis. Now down low. And Capers puts it up. No good. Second shot off the mark as well. Rebound to Randy Woodard. He can't get it to drop.
I don't know how many times Capers is going to go for this tip rather than just going up and shooting the putback. But he hasn't been on all night with that. We're three quarters into the game, we're still trying to tip it. Catch it, both hands, go back up.
Aguile will trigger the inbound just to the left of his own basket. And it's stolen away by Noah Thomason. Thomason ahead to DeLon Dean, who lays it up and in off the glass. DeLon Dean, Longhorns lead by 5, 25-20. 3:15 left in the third quarter. Aguile out top, guarded by Dean. Ball to Jalen Means, now cross court. Shot by Bruce Scott is short.
Gets his own rebound.
And puts it up and in. Some big work there by Bruce Scott. Missed the first one, went in, followed the shot, laid it in.
And you can see Coach Jones and Coach Anderson very upset about that, because he put up that three and then came in the lane and got his own rebound. We were standing and watching. And that is not the type of effort that they have been putting in thus far. So coaches really wanted to make an adjustment on that one.
A lot of work there by Bruce Scott to get his fifth and sixth point of the night.
We just got outworked in that possession. That's what it comes down to. Ball came off rim, and that man was five steps away from the ball. from the closest Longhorn, and all we had to do was make a step to pick that thing up.
Longhorns have outscored the Mustangs here in the third quarter, 9-6, and lead by 3. Remember, we were tied at 16 coming out of halftime.
Coaches want to make sure that's not the kind of effort that we're going to continue with. So that was a good time. I had to make that adjustment.
And sometimes the adjustment is just breaking the momentum, taking the time out, relax, take a breath. Let's get back out there.
I think that time I was to tell them, this is not, that's not the type of effort that we worked this hard to give today. Like, no, we're not going to settle for that type of effort.
Well, Coach Jones has said to me 100 times this season, we just like to play good basketball. That wasn't in that isolated spot. All right, Longhorns and Wandy with the basketball. Now over to Stephen Woods. Woods working on Jalen Means. Now to DeLon Dean. Dean wants to shoot that three-pointer. And he is fouled, trying to head down the lane.
North Shore foul charge to number 15, Jalen.
It's Jalen Means, second personal foul.
First team foul. Entering the game for the Mustangs, KJ Smith.
KJ Smith checks in. Cayman Capers checks out. Noah Thomason will get the basketball when everybody's ready.
Correction, foul charge to number 10, Keeman Capers. His first personal, still the second team foul. Jalen Means only with one personal foul.
All right, we'll take that off of Means and tack it on to Keeman Capers. Now we got that bookkeeping set up and done right. To Stephen Woods on the right side, behind the back dribble. Down low to Wandy. Out top, three-pointer on its way from Woods. That one rims in and out. Knocked around into the hands of the Mustangs. Egbele with the basketball. Stephen Woods had a good look at that one. It kind of scooped in and out of the basket. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Longhorns lead by 3.
I thought Salute was in a good position to get an offensive rebound because it was a short rebound. We just kind of, again, watched that one come down.
All right, driving on the hoop is Joshua Cooper. He puts that one up, no good. The follow is no good by Means. Egbele out top. He gives way to K.J. Smith. Smith down the lane, kind of hook pass, kind of an ill-advised pass, and the 13th turnover now for North Shore.
Yeah, that's a lot of body on that.
Now Jalen Means gets his second personal foul. Kind of bumped into Tolu Wandy.
Like setting a screen on the ball handler. He had both hands in his chest.
We saw a couple shoulders last night, didn't we?
Yeah.
In that game. They let him play a little bit last night. All right, the inbound into the corner to Thomason. Drives the baseline. A little spin move by Noah. Jump shot is good. Noah Thomason.
Again, his ability to hang over the defense is very respectable.
He's got 11 points, and the lead is back up to 5. Three-pointer on its way. That one is long, but picked out of the air.
Was that a pass?
Well, I don't think so. He'll tell you it was.
Right. It wasn't anywhere near the bucket.
That air ball fell right into the hands of Egbele, who laid it up and in. Three-pointer on its way. DeLon Dean a little bit short. Rebound to K.J. Smith. And Smith is turned around by the Longhorns. Now gets it inside to Bruce Scott, who lays it up and in. Scott with 8 points. Longhorn lead is 1, 27-26. Inside 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. To Lou Wandy. Wandy, Stephen Woods, Noah Thomason. Back to Woods. Woods three-pointer on the way.
Oh,
that one is way long.
I guess
long.
We returned the favor.
And ahead now to K.J. Smith. Smith cannot get the layup to drop. And the ball is out of bounds. Back to George Ranch.
You would think in that case you would go to take the contact maybe get the and one, shoot the free throw. But he worked so hard to avoid the contact that he put himself in an awkward position on the layup.
14 turnovers for the Mustangs. George Ranch with 12. Now to Noah Thomason. Thomason from behind, a little spin move, and a drop kick. That one hung on the rim right as the quarter ended. And Noah Thomason with 13 points. And the Longhorn lead backed up to 3 points as we're looking forward to the fourth quarter.
The crazy thing is that ball was bumped. He was bumped. He lost the ball, regained control, and somehow got off a spin move layup with all that action going on before the buzzer.
And then that didn't even settle it. It had to hang on the rim for a second or two.
Been rolling.
So all of that, and Longhorn just pull up a 3-point lead going into quarter number four. George Ranch 29, North Shore 26. We'll be right back.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
We are back at the Berry Center. Longhorns lead by three, 29-26. And we've had this come up several times in this playoff series. The Longhorns doesn't look like they're going to get close to their per game average of 58.
Yeah.
Unless North Shore puts on a big push, they're not going to reach theirs of 56 either.
Well, this is where the Longhorns have to be careful and not allow North Shore to make that last second run, because I'm sure last night's game is in the back of Coach Jones' head.
And Stephen Woods thought he had Noah Thomason in the corner down there, and he threw that one long and high to Thomason. Turnover number 12 now for the Longhorns. Cooper in the corner to Egbele. Egbele, a little bounce pass underneath, and that one is good by Randy Woodard. His first 2 points of the afternoon. 29-28, Longhorns by one. Wandy had to run the baseline to even get that one in, and then it was slapped out of bounds by Bruce Scott. Wandy will trigger the inbound, this time on the side court. To Thomason, back to Wandy, and Talu across midcourt. Now gets it down low to Devin Davis, and Davis is fouled.
Davis. The Mustangs have not obtained the lead this entire game. So the Longhorns just have to sustain for seven more minutes. We've had a tie game, but we have not had a switch of lead change.
Devin Davis does not convert on the three-point play. He got the basket. It's 31-28. Missed the free throw. That personal foul whistled against Kasi Egbele, his second. Over to Bruce Scott. Scott to Joshua Cooper. Back to Scott. Three-pointer on its way from Scott. No good. Off the rim. Ball knocked around and back into the hands of the Mustangs. Driving on the basket was Cooper. He had that one swatted away. All the way out top to K.J. Smith. That one is no good. And again, a scramble on the floor. Jump ball called.
Jump ball position, North Shore.
And we can't keep giving up these second shot attempts, Tom. We have got to. They've got to be one and done when they put a shot up.
And the award goes back to North Shore.
Timeout for an injured player entering the game for George Ranch. Number 15, Dominic Dixon.
Dominic Dixon checks in to Lou Wandy on the bench. Doc Hale looking at him. Shot on its way off the side of the backboard, and that one is knocked around and finally picked off the rim by Dominic Dixon.
And again, they settle for a tip versus just putting the ball in.
Across midcourt, Stephen Woods to Noah Thomason on the right side. Thomason in the corner to DeLon Dean. Dean, the switchback dribble. And then he finally kicks it out top via Devin Davis to Noah Thomason. Down low to Dean. Dean can't get that one to drop. And again, that is Devin Davis. And Davis is fouled underneath.
North foul, charge number one,
K.J.
Smith, his first personal foul.
A.J. Smith, his first personal foul. Back to the free throw line is Devin Davis, a 48% free throw shooter. First one is good by Davis. 32-28, Longhorns by four. Free throw on its way and off. Hit the back iron and kind of roll off the front.
So Coach Jones is went back to his zone toward the end of the fourth quarter. The forced long buckets and turnovers.
Scott tries to drive the lane. He loses control of the ball. Noah Thomason had it. And then Scott collided with Thomason. Third personal foul on Bruce Scott. And the inbound. Good pass. He finally found Devin Davis. Davis to Stephen Woods. Woods with the floater on the right side. No good. Picked out of the air by Kamen Capers. Capers down the lane, and he scores.
So if you ask me, he gave him a little shoulder on that one.
That's kind of the first thing he did when he got the ball is lowered that right shoulder and headed down the lane.
We've got to go.
Longhorns trying to get across, and they do. Not a just about a couple seconds to spare, and then throw it out of bounds.
Third game for George Ranch, number 35, this is the one day.
To Lou Wandy back in, Devin Davis on the bench with the Longhorns.
So you've got long arms at the top of the 1-3-1. To try to take away the three-point shots and keep the Mustangs out of the lane.
Longhorns lead by a basket, 32-30. 4:41 in the ball game. Winner heads to San Antonio to play Friday night. Egbele. Joshua Cooper. Cooper has that one knocked into the hands. Bruce Scott, his shot is off the mark. Ball batted around. And a blown layup there by Randy Woodard, and Woodard is fouled.
Charge reach foul, charge number 23, DeLon Dean.
So the Longhorns are doing a really good job of forcing the outside jump shots. We've just got to secure the rebound out of the zone. And coaches always say that. It's difficult to rebound out of a zone because you're not all the way sure. You're not manned up with everybody. So they've just got to cover the basket. They've got to cover those blocks and cover the middle to make sure we pull that ball down after it goes up. Because the Mustangs are not shooting well at this point.
Randy Woodard at the free throw line. A 56% free throw shooter is Woodard.
Shooting two, Randy Woodard.
A chant here at the Berry Center from the Mustang fans. Randy, Randy. First shot and a little bit too hard off the mark. Devin Davis comes in. Checking out is Dominique Dixon. And now Capers is out.
Capers have been doing a lot of work for them on the offensive end, especially getting it up the middle of the zone. Maybe they're trying to go with Means to give them a better option at rebounding underneath.
Next free throw on its way and good by Randy Woodard.
1 point game. Longhorns.
Trouble getting it in. And again, Wandy calls timeout. Charlie Jones with that message probably to his club. If you're going to have trouble, you need to take a timeout.
George Ranch, it's a 30-second timeout.
Although the game has gotten this close, we still haven't had a lead change. So
fans, we'd like to remind you that the conclusion of this afternoon's game.
Scoring looks like this through this point in the ballgame. Stephen Woods with 8 points. 5, Devin Davis. 13, Noah Thomason. 6, DeLon Dean. On the other side, 12, Kasi Egbele. 3 points, Joseph Murray. 5, Cayman Capers. 8 for Bruce Scott. And Randy Woodard with 3.
In the other games that the Mustangs have won, they've had at least 3 players in double digits. Now, I'm not certain if that came down to the last couple minutes and they were able to put in free throws, but right now it doesn't seem like that there are many Mustangs getting on the board as far as scoring in the field goal percentages at all.
It may be just the way I'm looking at it from George Ranch's standpoint, but they have had so many shots the Mustangs have down in the paint, and they're just not dropping.
They're not.
All.
They keep settling for a tip versus actually going up for the shot.
DeLon Dean in the lane behind the back dribble puts up a little floater. That one is off the mark. And let's see if the timeout was called successfully. It was not. Dean was out of bounds. Dean with the little step back floater in the lane. That one did not fall. He got his own rebound, but fell down doing that and fell out of bounds.
And I think that right there is the kind of effort that Coach Jones wants from the Longhorns.
Inside, 4 minutes to play now. Joshua Cooper picked up by Woods. Ball over to Randy Woodard. Now in the corner to Egbele. He drives on the baseline. That shot is off into the hands of Wandy and now Stephen Woods. Woods to Noah Thomason. Thomason. And he's charged with the travel. Thomason was working the baseline and threw that pass to Wandy underneath. They call Thomason for traveling. Turnover number 15 for George Ranch.
I think Coach Jones is asking the referee because he said it looks like a jump stop, but maybe his feet shifted and we couldn't see it, but it looked like he jump stopped. So the Longhorns go back into their man-to-man.
All right, Egbele. Oh, he moved his feet too. Through Scott. And he is trapped out here on the double team. Now gets his pass off to Egbele. Back to Scott. Scott on the right side. Hangs in the air. Puts it up. Bruce Scott. First lead
change of the game with 3 minutes left in the fourth.
It is North Shore 33. George Ranch 32. On that drive down on the right side by Bruce Scott. Scott with 10 points, and the lead by the Mustangs is 1.
And if I'm not mistaken, if we go all the way back to Summer Creek and Beaumont and Bush as well, the Longhorns maintained the lead for just about the entire game. Am I correct?
Yeah, and we talked about that each night with the coach about even though they were bending a little, they never broke and never gave up the lead much in any of the games.
So this right here would be the first lead change in 4 games?
Maybe so.
That's huge. I'm pretty sure at this point Coach Jones is just letting them know that clearly after last night, North Shore is a team that that'll make that fourth quarter run? Because I think it was just about 3 minutes last night when we looked up and Elkins was up by 11. And then they just fought their way back into the game. So the next 2 minutes of this game are going to be very decisive in who takes that trip to Austin.
The clock says 3:02 left in the ball game. North Shore takes its first lead of the afternoon, 33-32, on that shot by Bruce Scott. Tulu Wandi will get the basketball and gets it in to Davis. Back to Wandi. Wandi works against Randy Woodard. Gets across midcourt. Big guy, a good ball handler. We talked about that early on in the ball game.
He's done a really good job this game.
Noah Thomason.
Go up. Oh.
Almost dragged the foot. Three-pointer by Woods. A little bit short off the iron. Taken by Jalen Means. And into the hands of Joshua Cooper. 2.5 minutes left in the ball game.
So this is the first opportunity of any team to spread the floor because the Longhorns have not been in a situation to be down. So now they're going to force the Longhorns to have to foul. Ah, turnover.
That's and a turnover. Yeah, Bruce Scott thought Egbele was going one way, went another, and the ball went out of bounds. 15 turnovers now for the Mustangs.
So here's our opportunity to gain the lead back.
Nothing good ever comes from turnovers, so we want George Ranch to put it in the hoop.
Yeah, we need to make this possession count. This is a huge possession with 2 minutes left in the game.
Now to DeLon Dean. Dean with Stephen Woods inside 2 minutes to play.
There we
DeLon
go.
DeLon Dean, three-pointer off the back iron, and Dean gets his own rebound and a foul whistled against, looks like, Bruce Scott.
And that lack of hustle from Scott is what put us in position to be able to get that rebound. Is that six fouls or seven?
Let's see.
We're not quite in the 1-1 yet, but we've got one more.
Yeah, and that's four on Bruce Scott.
Well, Bruce Scott stood there and watched the rebound come off the rim instead of boxing out. So that put the Longhorns in a position to be able to get the ball back and score and take the lead again with it with a minute 46 left.
Now to Thomason. Thomason way out by that 90-degree angle of midcourt and the far sideline. Now he dribbles over here to the left side. Thomason on the left side.
North Shore foul, charge number 15, Jalen Means.
And a foul whistled against Jalen Means, his third. Noah Thomason to the free throw line.
Well, it's not a bad idea to have our best free throw shooter on the line. Well, second best, because Dean is the next man that shoots it well.
First one on its way from Thomason. Off the mark. Rebound by the Mustangs. 1:25 left in the ball game.
So the Mustangs are going to spread the floor again.
Mustangs 33, Longhorns 32. The give out top to KJ Smith. Noah Thomason on Smith. Thomason has Smith tied up, and now a timeout called by Sam Benitez.
Now, I would have to say this, Tom, if I were Sam Benitez, I would be really leery of stalling the ball with being only up 1 point. The Longhorns have played some tenacious defense tonight, and they have too much of an ability to stay in front of the ball. So we haven't had to trap the ball. No one's getting to the basket. Like, you're going to have to work to score. Like, this is a one-possession game, and one possession puts them in the lead. Why not get to the basket, possibly get a bucket, and put yourself up, you know, more than 1 point?
And the end result of all of that was that cost the Mustangs a timeout because Noah Thomason had the North Shore player pinned over there by their own bench. 33-32. North Shore took the lead on that basket down the lane by Bruce Scott about a minute ago or so. And that's where we are. Longhorns back out on the floor. Mustangs a little bit slower to come out. Now they break their huddle and hit the floor.
The Longhorns are handsy. They get their hands on the on a bunch of deflections a game. So you got to be intentful in scoring and not just going the circle.
All right, ball inbound to Egbele, and a foul whistled against Stephen Woods, his first.
The Longhorns have plenty of foul space to stop the clock a few times because that's only our fourth.
Bruce Scott will inbound right in front of us. Gets it in now to Joshua Cooper. Cooper to Egbele on top. Stephen Woods on him. Inside a minute to play. Back out to Bruce Scott.
Guard needs to go get the ball.
And poked away by Wandy. And Wandy whistled for the personal foul. The ball came flying out. He was behind Bruce Scott. He poked the ball out through the foul.
They still got two more to give.
And the ball in, and Wandy.
All they had to do was just stay in the space on that one.
Wandy went flashing to the ball and just ran into KJ Smith.
One more foul to give, and then the 1-1.
All right, double team on the basketball. It's Thomason and Wandy, and a timeout called by the Mustangs. Good double team working there on KJ Smith with the basketball.
So the next foul on both ends, we're both in the 1-on-1. So this game could very well come down to who's going to shoot better from the free throw line. And if we go back to last night, that's where North Shore took the game away from Elkins in the fourth quarter.
The Longhorns made 3, 6, 9, 11 free throws in the fourth quarter last night and missed only 3. We're not going to see anything like that, but tonight they are 1-for-4. In the fourth quarter here.
Well, what works in our favor is that two of our ball handlers on the floor are well above 70%. So it's pretty difficult to keep the ball out of the hands of DeLon Dean and Noah Thomason. So if we can just get the ball in their hands, if we ever get in a situation, I think we'll be okay.
42.2 seconds left. And North Shore
second call.
Cannot get the ball in. They commit their 16th turnover, and the Longhorns will get the basketball.
I thought Coach would use another timeout.
That is huge for George Ranch.
Did Coach Benavidez not have another timeout?
The inbound to Noah Thomason. 37 seconds left in the ballgame. Thomason all by himself out top. Now picked up there by Joshua Cooper. To Thomason. Thomason in the corner to Stephen Woods. Back to Noah. Ball on his hip for a second. Now he's got the dribble. Over to Devin Davis. To DeLon Dean on the far side. 15 seconds to play. Dean drives on the baseline. Puts it up. Off the mark. And the putback by Wandy is no good. A rebound by the Mustangs. And a foul whistled underneath on DeLon Dean. Correction, the foul whistled against Wandy, not Dean. And to the free throw line is Bruce Scott. Bruce Scott is an 88% free throw shooter.
So a rebound on a missed bucket right here would be huge for us, Tom.
First shot on its way. Good. 34-32. 8.7 seconds left. And Scott will have another free throw.
It's a good timeout by Coach Jones. The ice, the shooter.
Timeout, Jones.
Give him an opportunity to have to think about this last free throw.
The last couple of minutes, we've been calling the name Bruce Scott. He drove down the lane and gave the Mustangs their first lead, 33-32. And now at the free throw line, he hit the first of those free throws and kicked it up to a two-point lead.
Well, he was huge in the last, 2 minutes of the second quarter. That was the steal and the layup that we were talking about that tied the game at 16. So Bruce Scott has really stepped up in some significant moments in this game.
He has 11 points on the game. He had two through halftime, then scored six in the third quarter, and has three here in the fourth.
So he's really shown up this second half.
8.7 seconds left. And Bruce Scott at the free throw line with one more opportunity. All right, everybody back out on the court. Ball delivered to Bruce Scott.
Between Woods, Dean, and Thomason, we have a good chance of getting a three-pointer off down here. If you notice, they put DeLon Dean all the way back.
Free throw is hit by Scott. Three-point lead, 35-32. The inbound to Noah Thomason. Thomason across midcourt. Three-pointer on its way, and that's off the mark. Wait a minute. There
that's
was
not
a
the
whistle.
End of the game.
No, it is
it
not.
It should be a few seconds put back on the clock. Because Jones called a timeout.
He did. And Thomason let go the three anyway. The clock expired.
But timeout, George Ranch.
I think they're going to put time back on the clock.
Indication from the scorer's table. Put up four fingers. I think that's a little generous. I don't think there were 4 seconds left, but we'll take what we can get here.
Exactly. They're putting 4 seconds back on the clock.
All right, we'll take that.
That's plenty of time for us to find one of our three shooters from the three-point line.
Certainly a lot of time to catch and shoot.
Well, it's a lot of time to get what we want, so it doesn't have to be the first shot that shows up.
I think Coach Benitez is talking about how much time was left on the clock. When the inbound happened, there was 8.7 seconds left. The ball was triggered into Thomason. He drove across midcourt, was tied up momentarily, and then put up the three-pointer. At the same time, Charlie Jones called the timeout. Scorer's table said 4 seconds. And that's what we got up on the clock. Thomason will inbound on our side of the court,
so
opposite
got,
the scorer's table.
So we've got Woods, Dean, and Thomason that are going to be looking to get that shot off.
Ball in. Back to Thomason. Three-pointer on its way. Off the rim. And back is the ball game. Noah Thomason had a pretty good look at that three-pointer, and it just kicked off the rim to the right side. Time expired, and North Shore beats George Ranch 35-32.
I have to say, these two teams put on a show for the people that were here tonight. While there were mistakes made, these young men were composed, and both teams played all the way to the end.
This has been a special, special season for George Ranch. They won their first ever playoff game by beating Clear Creek, and then beat Summer Creek, beat Beaumont United, beat Bush last night to get into this regional championship with North Shore, and went right down to the wire. North Shore a winner, 35-32.
Yeah, I don't think people understand how special this is for these young men. For the last 4 years, they haven't even entered into the playoffs, and to come in this year and make this much of a statement, it's really huge. Like, they have no reasons to hold their heads because they have done a spectacular job this year. And I couldn't be any more proud to work with these young men and these coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one thing that Charlie and I talked about so many times was how calm and cool and collected his boys were no matter what was happening all season long.
It's like they've been here before. It's like they've been here before. They overcame many things. You know, Dean was in a boot because of his Achilles, which is likely why he was out here, you know, in pain earlier. He had a really bad Achilles injury that he was trying to overcome. They've had to overcome a lot of things within the program to be able to hold their heads up high and do this and do it together. Like, there was a lot of togetherness out there on the floor these last couple of games, and just super proud of these guys.
And you couldn't ask for anything different going down the stretch there. Your best shooter outside, a good look on that three. He just didn't convert it. It kicked off to the right. But if you had to script it, that's what you want to do. You get it into him and let it fly.
Even the drive by Dean right before that where the layup just didn't fall. I mean, sometimes they just don't fall. But that was a good look to the basket. Like, you can't ask for a better look. And they can't look at themselves as if they lost the game and didn't do their job. There were so many other moments in this game where they stepped up for their teammates. So I hope they are just as proud of themselves as I'm pretty sure all these Longhorn fans behind us are proud of them.
And you know what? North Shore did what they did last night to Elkins. They outscored George Ranch 9-3 in the fourth quarter. And obviously that was the difference. And the man of the hour was Bruce Scott. He put the Mustangs ahead for the first time with a drive down the lane. And then added two free throws with 8 seconds left to force the Longhorns to have to take that shot.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll wrap this thing up from the Berry Center. Final score, North Shore 35, George Ranch 32.
Carol and Johnson, with a district record, a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harold and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harold and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671. Or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond, or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win.
All right, back at the Berry Center to wrap up this regional championship game. The Longhorns fall 35-32 to the North Shore Mustangs. North Shore will travel to San Antonio next Friday and play Duncanville in that Friday night game. Duncanville beat Dyer this afternoon, 66-62. Let's run down the scoring for you. Top scorer in the game for George Ranch, Noah Thomason, 13 points. 8 for Stephen Woods, 5 Devin Davis, and 6 DeLon Dean. Longhorns finished with 15 turnovers in the ballgame. For the Mustangs, 12 points apiece for Kasi Egbele and Bruce Scott. 5 for Cayman Capers, 3 apiece Joseph Murray and Randy Woodard. That's the 35 points scored by North Shore. And we have to say again, Bruce Scott had a big fourth quarter for the Mustangs. He hit that shot going down the lane to give the Mustangs their first lead, 33-32, and then hit a couple free throws with 8.7 seconds left to push this one to 35-32. The Longhorns inbounded the ball, took it the length of the court. Charlie Jones called a timeout. There's a little bit of misunderstanding about how much time was left. Scores table and the referees put 4 seconds back on the clock. Longhorns inbounded it. It went to Devin Davis, back to Noah Thomason. He had a good look on the three-pointer. It just didn't drop for the 6'3 senior, and that was the ball game. Final score again, Mustangs 35 and Longhorns 32. And we'll see if we can find Coach Jones, probably involved in an interview, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe with our pal Chad Washington, who's been sitting next to us the last couple nights working for the Fort Bend Herald newspaper. And you can read Chad's game story on Monday in the Fort Bend Herald. Still looking for the coach, see if we can get some final words from Charlie Jones. And on the ladder, cutting down the nets, are some of the Mustangs. Bruce Scott was up there. And now Coach Benitez will clip the last one and take the net as a souvenir as his Mustangs move to 33-3. And they'll move on down the road west on I-10 to San Antonio for state basketball on Friday night in San Antonio. I just caught Charlie Jones' attention, so when he's finished, maybe he'll come by and give us a few words here. The Longhorns got here this way. They beat Clear Creek in by-district play, 39-37. They beat Summer Creek in area play, 63-50. Beat Beaumont United, 53-49. Last night, beat Bush by 6, 48-42. North Shore got here by beating South Houston, Dickinson, Dawson, and then Elkins last night in overtime, 69-62. And as Coach Pierce pointed out, these two teams gave these fans everything they wanted coming out tonight to the Berry Center. You know, one team had to win, one had to lose, but both of these clubs really put on a performance here in this regional title game at the Berry Center. Here comes Coach Jones, and we'll talk to him. You know how that headset works. All right. First of all, let's start with the last thing first. I don't think you could have scripted it any better as to what you wanted to do with that last shot. The ball was triggered inbounds to Devin Davis, back to Noah Thomason. He had a good look on the three, just didn't hit it.
I talked to Chad Washington about the same thing on Fort Bend Herald. I said, three-year starter, Noah Thomason, ball in his hand, straightaway three. I mean, you can't ask for anything more. And like we always talk about, you play good basketball, sometimes the ball's going to bounce your way, sometimes the ball's not going to bounce your way. We had a lot of balls that didn't bounce our way today. Rebounds bounced off our hands, some layups that didn't go our way. But the kids just, the seniors left the program in a better place than it was when they got here. And I'm okay. Everybody's asking how you doing. I'm okay. I feel bad for the seniors that don't get a chance to come back and play again. Yeah, I love them. They gave me everything they had all year. And, I mean, what a season. What a season for George Lane.
Yeah, we talked about that. Coach Pierce and I were talking after the ball game about win or lose, both of these clubs, your club and North Shore, really put on a good performance this afternoon.
That was a very good high school basketball game. Defense was stellar. Kids played hard. Nobody talked to the officials. Nobody talked to each other. Everybody was just digging in and playing good basketball. And I'm happy for North Shore. Coach Benitez does a great job. It's his first year at North Shore. I hope he goes down to San Antonio and takes it for Houston, and we're going to be cheering for him.
And you look at just your route to this final game. You guys won each game in a different way and got here today feeling good, feeling loose, and just ready to play.
I mean, there was no pressure for us all year. You know, expectations weren't very high for everybody else around the city, but they were high for us. So we came in every day ready to play, and the kids gave me everything they had. They trusted the game plans, and we did. We had a very special season. You got people from all over the state talking about the Ranch Rowdies. You got people from all over the state talking about our crowd, and everybody that compliments me talks about how great kids I have, and not just great players, but great kids. And that's all I can do as a coach, to try to make the kids better young men than when I got them. And hopefully I did that for their parents.
Well, congratulations on a wonderful season. Say the same thing to the Longhorns. It was a great year of basketball.
Thank you. Regional finalists. This trophy will feel a little bit better tomorrow. But we're a little sad right now, but we'll feel better tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Charlie Jones. Final score here at the Berry Center. North Shore 35, and the Longhorns 32. Longhorns finished the season at 26-7, playing in this regional finals game. North Shore 33-3. They'll move on down the road to San Antonio to play state basketball on Friday night. My thanks this season to Darren Bradby, Chris Elliott, and Coach Alicia Pierce, who worked with us these last four or five games. She did such an awesome job and really brought a lot of expertise and a lot of information to that analyst seat. So we thank her very much for participating with us and working all of these playoff games this season. Next week, we'll look at the baseball schedule and start talking to you about baseball broadcasts. We'll be on the air all season long, home and away, with Longhorns baseball. That's it for basketball for another season. Final score again, North Shore 35 and the Longhorns 32. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for listening on GRHS iRadio. So long, everybody. Okay.